Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Hope and Thought family, Miss Hope family.
Amen.
The senior pastor will be having a service December 28th. So keep the first thousand ladies in prayer. Our mission statement: and the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges.
And compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
14 to 23.
Amen. Can we say amen? Can we say amen?
Amen.
We thank God for the announcer today. Amen.
Amen.
And our topic for those of you who listen out there in radio land, our topic today is the light. Amen. The light. Our scriptures are Matthew 2:1-2. John 8:12, amen. We're going to have prayer, and after then, amen, we're going to hear the sermon solo, amen, the sermon song. Thank God for the light. Jesus is the light, amen.
Amen.
We know who the light is, amen. It's not us, but he is the light. And right now, we're going to turn our hands over, our minds over, and we're going to have a word of prayer. You've been busy all week long. And now it's time to give God time. Amen. Especially during this Holy Week of Holy Week when God gave us the greatest gift, the greatest gift, the greatest gift. And that greatest gift is spelled J-E-S-U-S. Thank God for Jesus. You can't buy Jesus. There's nothing that you can do but accept him. God gave us the greatest gift, his son, Jesus the Christ. I thank God today for the gift that he's given us. Because of him, we have a right. We have a right to life through him. Amen? Let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you right now. Because of your grace and your mercy, how you gave us the greatest gift. Nothing that money can buy, nothing that we deserve, nothing that we deserve at all, but because of your love and your grace and your mercy, you sent your only begotten Son down here on earth. You sent him lowly, meek, and mild. He could have came down, he could have came down with all his glory, but because of your love for us, Jesus came down meek and mild. He surrendered himself to you, and we're thanking you right now, because if it had not been for Jesus, we would be lost. If it had not been for Jesus, we would have no way back to you. If it had not been for your son, Jesus the Christ, we would be lost in our sins. We would be lost with no way of redemption. But oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you because you love us so much. We thank you because of your grace. We thank you because one day when we were sinking in sin, you came down through your son, Jesus. Oh, great God, we thank you right now. We ask you that you look on your saints of God everywhere. Lord, you know what we're going through. You know everyone name by name. You know everyone issue by issue. You know everyone situation by situation. You know everyone location by location. Lord, breathe on them today. You know what we need. Move by your spirit. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Those that are not saved, your son came in just to save a wretch like us. Send on your saving spirit in the name of Jesus. We need you right now. Come on in. Break the yoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people all over the world. Lord, you know what they're going through in war-torn countries, in camps, Lord. Oh, God, homeless, Lord. Yes, Lord, in hospitals, in rehab, shut in, put out. But, oh, God, you're still God, and you have not lost control. You're still God, and you're working it out, Lord. We'll thank you right now. We'll thank you right now because, God, you said in your word that you're married to the backslider. Lord, he said, I'm up under his Sunday. Hey, Lord, you know how to move, Lord, and send the Spirit with restores. Yes, Lord, because I know that you did, Lord, and that you're able, Lord, because you did it for me. Yes, Lord, so many people, Lord, that are in church. Hurt situation. So many people, Lord, just want to cry out, Lord, but don't know how to return back. But you can send the Spirit of revival during this time. You can send the Spirit of revival while we're remembering that you, Jesus, are the reason for the season. Send it on, Lord. Revive us again. Yes, Lord, because you came, then we should not be lost. Revive us again. Whatever we need, take us higher heights. Whatever we need, take us deeper in your word. Revive us again. And we are able, Lord, to do the will. We are able, Lord, to do the work that you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus. In the name name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to send on the word that breaks the yoke. Send on the word that feeds your people. In the name of Jesus, you know what we need. Feed your people. Yes, Lord. So that we can have strength, Lord, to go through the week, Lord. Send on the word that we can be encouraged to go a little further. We can be encouraged to go a little farther. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful, Lord, to give your name praise. We'll be careful to give you the glory and honor and majesty in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask you, the first fallen lady will come up to the mic and read the scripture for us. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
Thank you, Jesus.
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who knows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We thank God because we understand who he is and what he is. Amen.
Amen.
Walking in the light. Amen. We want Jesus to walk. We want us to walk in the light. Amen.
Amen.
Because we got to walk in the beautiful light. Amen. So we thank God as we hear that tomorrow. Walking in the light. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
When Herod was born, there was no bright star.
God, amen, to announce his birth. When Herod walks into the city, there is no star shining bright above to announce that the king is coming. But I want you to know that God is the God of all gods. And when he decided that his son should come down, he came down from all his. And because he came down humbly, meek, and mild. But to the world, he needed to let them know, this is my son.
All right.
The angels came and they told him, look at the light. Amen. If you allow me to paraphrase it. We people down here want to say, look at our decorations. Look what we did. Look what the man did, what they made, and how it twinkles and wrinkles. And look at all the money that they're spending, putting all of the decorations. It got caught up into the secular thing. But see, God was into the spiritual thing. And I'm so glad that they saw the star of Bethlehem shining on that great day. That it came from the east. That it traveled a long ways. That they were looking for the king. And we sing songs to announce that the king has arrived. We sing songs to announce that there's something different about day, this time, this hour, this moment. Amen?
Amen.
We celebrate Christmas for those theologians and those historians. We may not have the day right, but I don't care about the day, nor the night, nor the hour, but I know that the event is right.
All right.
If it had not been for Jesus coming down, if it had not been for Jesus, my soul would still be lost. But thank God for Jesus to here. Allow the light to be shown. Even though Herod was looking for Herod, couldn't see where Jesus was being born. Amen. Here he was king, sending people out there, saying, you know, I know this man supposed to be born. Go find him. But yet he was king. And why couldn't he? What? See the light.
All right.
And was not meant for him to see. Amen. But when we think about lights, when we are there turning on our lights at night, I want you to think about that bright shining star. It hasn't been so bright that people in the desert, when you know if you've ever been down south, those of you who live in rural areas, those of you who know where there's no trees that get in the way of the night light, there's no tall buildings that get in the way. When it gets dark, you can see the stars. You can see them clear, clear, clear. So you think about it, back in those times when it was on the desert, how bright the star must have been to differentiate itself from any other star shining in the sky. How bright and beautiful it had to be to tell the wise men, come.
Yes, Lord.
Because there is a king. The light shined. The light was shining above the world so bright that says there's a king. Is born, amen. And then for those of you who say, well, that's nice. The king was born, okay, so you say, but it was born in an old manger, but I want you to know, but then, see, there are some other things. That king that was born in the manger, even now think about it, animals could have been just cutting up a storm, amen. But the animals were even docile because, see, you know, the one who made the animal son was here, being born. The creator's son is here. But it said the king's kid is here. Even animals became docile because of this birth. Amen?
Amen.
Can you imagine how they humbled themselves and adored the fact that birth was happening, even of men? Amen?
Amen.
What I want you to know, but then think about that after the fact, after all is said and done, after Jesus has come here, after the birth has happened, what has happened for us? Why is this significant? Why is it so significant for us? Because, see, John 8 and 12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life. Think about that. It said light of life. I don't know about you. If you ever been in the country, you live in the country, when it gets dark out there, it gets dark. You may not even see your hand upon your face. And those of us who are rather dark-skinned folks, you know it's going to take much worse not to be seen in the first place. Amen? But when you can't see the white, the light part of your hand right in front of your face, you know it is dark. Amen? But the light cometh. The light cometh so that we can see. Amen?
Amen.
In this dying world, we are here. Those who are not saved are in darkness. Those who are walking in the path of their own understanding. Those are out here, they're doing the things they think they're big and bad enough to do. They're walking in darkness. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you think about it, when you are in your own home and you are there at nighttime and you walk into your room and there is no light and there's darkness, you know you begin to feel around for the light switch so that you can see. Amen? Think about how much bright that must have been when Jesus comes into your life. You don't need a switch. Jesus is a switch. Amen? And you don't need to have to turn something on. Jesus is the one who works out and he turns you into the reflection of his light. Amen? You heard all about having to be plugged into a cord so that you can get some power. You don't have to worry about any battery back in the any battery going down. You don't have to worry about having some gasoline to charge the battery. You don't have to worry about those things because when Jesus is inside of you, the light flows. When Jesus is inside of you, he illuminates you. When Jesus takes control, he shows you the way. You no longer walk and work for the prince of darkness. Amen. Those of you who don't know who the prince of darkness is the devil. It says you should not walk in darkness. If you're not doing the things according to what the Lord says, you're walking in darkness. And the prince of darkness is in control of your mind, control of your body, control of your life. And if you don't watch out your very soul, but I want you to know that you have a chance because God is in control. And that's because you walk in darkness. I want you to know there is light.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the light. He is the one who can show you a brand new way. And since his birth is coming up, if you tried everything else, why not try Jesus? If you tried everything else, why not try Jesus? The lightness is not in the bottle. The way is not in the needle. The way is not in the powder. The way is not in all the things that you come to delight yourself in darkness. But then when you do those things, you still have a void and emptiness. And you want to know how to fill the void by doing all the various different things. But I want you to know that Jesus said, I am the light. And he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light. Oh, life. In other words, you got a brand new life. You know where you're going, where you're headed, because if you live right, the songwriter will say, well, and heaven belongs to you. You don't have to worry about that. You're going to have the answer to the prince of darkness and go in torment because those of you who walk in darkness, some say it's hell here on earth, but I want you to know that's not hell. When you get to darkness, where there's forever going on and the prince of darkness lives, you're going to find out about what torment lives. But Jesus came to give you life, give you freedom, give you a new way to go. He says, follow me. Follow me. You know what? You cannot lean to your own understanding. Just follow him. During this time, when we celebrate his birth, why not look to the light? When you see the lights on the Christmas tree, when you think about the shining star on top of the Christmas tree, or whatever ornament that shines ever so bright on the Christmas tree, think about Jesus that's shining bright on top of the world in heaven waiting just for you. His arm can reach all the way from heaven down just for you. Walk in the light of life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to lead that thought with you. As you see the stars shining, let them remind you who is the light of the world. When you're going through and you're shopping and you're seeing all the glitter and the lights, remember that show star of Bethlehem that represented the shining star. And if you ever want to know what a star is, it's not those people that make movies. It's not the people in Hollywood. It's not those fake people. It's if you want to know what tinsel, shining light, bright shining, ever, hey, thank you, Jesus, ever shining light is tragic. Because he is a star. He is a star like none other. Not a movie star, but he's a star. He should be the star in your life today. But all you have to do, if you don't know him, pray the sinner's prayer. Just ask God to come into your life. Say, Father, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I repent right now because I'm walking in darkness. I've tried all the things that whatever I thought I'm big enough and bad enough to do, and it still has a void. So, Lord, here I am. Forgive me of my sin. I repent with my mouth. I confess that I am a sinner. Lord, that I need to be saved. I confess, Lord, that I am what I am. But, Lord, I believe in you. I believe in the Father. I believe in your Son named Jesus the Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now. Thank you to bring the light into me. Bring the light into my life and save me. I am asking, Lord, and I believe in that because I made the confession that I asked, and that I, because of my faith, I believe right now. Thank you that I am saved by your grace and mercy, and now I have the light. And, Lord, I thank you right now for salvation. I thank you right now for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for the light of the world coming into me. That's all you have to do. And you are saved, amen?
Amen.
We thank God for you. Thank God. We're going to go into part of our Christmas worship program, amen? We thank you all you all who are listening to radio, man. And we're going to go up here now and go into our program. May God bless you over the radio, over these days. And remember during these times, the devil is busy. You have to stay on your guard, stay focused, stay prayerful, because if you're not, you know the enemy has all kinds of ways, all kinds of things to get you upset.
Oh, yes.
You have to stay prayerful during this time. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen.
Amen.